The constable straightened up and held out a gentleman's starched collar. It was slightly greenish from the moss it had lain in. There was a dark splotch of dried blood across the whole length of the back. He exhibited it to Detective Inspector Robinson, who nodded.
"What have you got to say about this, eh, Stevie?"
The big man nodded. A glint of what might have been intelligence gleamed in his sullen eyes. He said slowly,
"I killed Mr. Clark. I killed him."
And all the way down to Russell Street, and on every subsequent inquiry, that was all he would say. It had been a disagreeable night, and Phryne Fisher fought off her escort with more force and less finesse than she usually showed. The young man was clumsy, having battered her toes to pulp while dancing with her at the Green Mill. She feared that her satin train was damaged beyond repair, and he had probably marked her dress with his hot, sweaty hands. "Let me go, or I'll break your arm," she advised him. "Good night, Mr. Clark." She did not necessarily wait until her own door was closed before she added, "And good riddance." She stalked into her parlour and flung herself down into a sea-blue easy chair. "Dot, get me some slippers. My shoes are ruined, and my feet too," she exclaimed, examining her toes ruefully. "That's the last time I do favours for people." "Take the poor boy out, Phryne. You might be able to do something with him. Terribly good family, you know." She spat indelicately into the fireplace. "Helen, damnation, look at this satin." "Likely it will clean," said Dot equably. "How about a nice cup of warm milk?" "Get me a small glass of green chartreuse," requested Phryne more civilly, for she was fond of her assistant. "The drinks at the Moulin Vert really are frightful, but weak. You couldn't get drunk on them in a millennium. The management are foundation members of the Temperance League Against Alcohol. What an evil temper I have. It is not the poor boy's fault that his father is a loony and his mother hasn't spoken to him for years." "What, Mr. Clark? I saw that name in the paper," said Dot, handing over the glass. "Oh, you must have heard of him, Dot. Man's got a mania for rehabilitating the retarded. Staffs his whole estate with the feeble-minded. Supposed to be a charitable man, but in my opinion he is purely cynical. If his staff are dim, they work hard, and I bet they don't get holidays and union rates. Met him once at some bazaar that Lady Rose Myart was sponsoring, and I didn't like him, Dot. I've never trusted men with the kind of social smile that never reaches the eyes. And his wife, now called Parvati, was captured by some Indian sect and floats around in ochre robes which clash dreadfully with her complexion, chanting mantras or sutras or whatever they are. Dreadful people. And their son just trampled my toes like the corn beneath the harrow and made a very obvious grab for my, attributes. Oh, well, curse the lot of them. At least I'm home in one piece.